This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you very much. This is Chris Witz, and it's Morning Devotions. Welcome. From time to time, I've heard the story of the two little mice that fell into a bucket of cream. The first mouse quickly gave up. He drowned. But the second mouse, he wouldn't give up. He struggled. He kept swimming, his little legs churning through the cream. He tried to keep himself afloat. And the little mouse struggled so hard that he eventually churned the cream into butter and crawled out. Now, it's a cute story. You've got to respect the second mouse because he made a choice in the midst of a very difficult situation. And I think that sometimes we feel like we've fallen into a bucket of cream. We can't get out. We're stuck. And we can find ourselves in situations where we think we'll drown or just feeling overwhelmed by the complexity of life. And I think we feel we're in sometimes the season of drought. We sense we're in a season of incredible challenge and growth. Have you been through that? It's painful. It hurts. And maybe today you're stuck in a marriage where there is no love, or you feel like you're stuck financially. And you may just feel like you're stuck on a particular level that you should have got out of a long ago. It hasn't happened. Could be the job that you just hate, or you've been told you're too old to change now. But the season is there for a reason, and it has to do with a God who loves you, who cares for every detail of your life. If you feel stuck today, can I encourage you to stop and reflect? Because God is in the midst of every situation we find ourselves. I heard of a man who was worried. He said, everyone's worried about the economy this year. My hairline is in recession. My waistline is inflation. And altogether, I am in depression. And I guess the comments were made in fun, but they reminded me that people face pressures, problems, pain as part of their everyday existence. And normally, people face the stress of life and they just keep ploughing on day after day. But occasionally, that pressure gets to them and they crash. And they're like that first mouse. They just give up. They feel hurting, helpless. And for many, hopelessness has become the existence every day. And it's at that point, I think, we must strive to discover how the pressure of life can find hope for us, that'll help us to find hope instead of despair, because hope keeps us going in the midst of troublesome times. It was the author G.K. Chesterton who said that hope means hoping when things are hopeless. So don't give up. The best thing to do is to talk to God, because God is there. God has prepared a way for us to get through it. I heard about a little league baseball game, and a man approached the game. The boy was in the dugout, and the score was 18-0, he said. We're behind. I bet you're discouraged, said the adult. Why should I be? We haven't even gotten up to bat yet. He said, well, as you can see, hope is looking outside of the context to something else, to something better. It could change. Hope anchors the soul to something objective rather than subjective. And you sense it could be that there's no way out of your predicament. Now, it's a good feeling to have hope. We can walk with a smile. The world seems lighter and there's a skip in our step. But we need to keep in mind that hope is not found in our feelings. Hope is not just a feeling. It's not found in how good or bad you feel about yourself or the world around you. And we often judge how good things are by our feeling. If we've got excitement, if we feel excited about an idea, we say, yes, I've got hope. But like the current circumstances of life and our own abilities, those feelings can come and go. Tomorrow you may not feel like that. Hope must have an object. And that object is God's faithfulness shown to us in the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Because of God's faithfulness to us in the person of Jesus, we have salvation. In Jesus, we've got the promise of the resurrection. Everything will be okay in the end. So can you have hope today as you trust in Jesus, your Saviour? Well, dear Lord, brokenness is a very difficult word. It's very hard to deal with broken things and broken lives. But especially if we're involved in that. But we can fix some things, Lord, but you are the only one who can heal our broken heart. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.